Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. As we move farther into the summer, the days in the garden are warming up. Get some tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. Starting your visit in the garden with a turn past the koi pond and into the shade of the fuchsia collection will give you a good idea of one of the loveliest spots in the garden for a bit of rest in the shade. With the drooping branches of fuchsia behind the bench, you look out on a dazzling display of the amazing variety in just one plant family. Almost right in front of you is the Fuchsia fulgens rubra grandiflora. This is an upright fuchsia that grows 3 to 4 feet tall with some of the largest leaves in the fuchsia family and the longest blooms. These very slender blooms grow to about 4 inches long. While the summer bloom is the most prolific, this plant can flower all year long. Just around the corner is the Fuchsia fulgens, which is the main species and is native to Mexico. This plant is taller than the subspecies grandiflora, with smaller leaves, and while the flowers are the same color, they're only about half the length. Another truly striking fuchsia to see this week is Mrs. Victor Reiter. It's a trailing fuchsia in a hanging pot above the fuchsia garden dedication sign. This American cultivar with the cream and hot pink flowers was introduced in 1940s and is still a fan favorite. Another place to see some hot orange-red flowers is in the cactus collection on the ocotillo plant. Ocotillo is often called a cactus, however, it's actually a succulent. It's one that's very drought-tolerant once it's established. These hot orange flowers come at the end of canes that can grow as long as 20 feet. It's considered a native plant and is a protected species. Just next to it is a Weber agave shooting up a flower spike. The Weber agave is a bold and beautiful accent plant that develops a 5 to 6 foot tall and wide rosette of blue, green, and cream leaves that will add interest and a bit of drama when it blooms in any water-wise landscape. Just behind the Ocotillo and the Weber agave is a wonderful stand of Madagascar Ocotillo. This plant is a deciduous shrub native to Madagascar that grows really tall and somewhat resembles a Medusa head. A few other plants in the cactus collection to take a look at this week are the Opuntia rufida, a plant that has a lovely yellow flower and no spines. It does have glochids, which are reddish-brown in color and help to give it the name rufida. If you rub against the pads of this cactus, as I once did, you'll be trying to get the nearly microscopic little glochids out of you for weeks. The common name is cow blinder because the wind can carry the glochids and they literally will blind an animal. Just next to this is the Opuntia robusto, or Bartolona, which is the giant prickly pear. It shows the size disparity in various plants of the prickly pear family. The fruit on the Opuntia robusto is some of the largest cactus apples you'll see in the garden, and if you ever see a squirrel trying to cart one away, stop to look. It's pretty entertaining. On the other side of the collection, the serpent cactus is blooming, and just down the walkway into the tropical garden, you can see some fabulous bromeliad flowers on a plant that grows around the trunk of a tree. In this section of the garden, there is a sausage tree with both new blooms and the fruit from last season still hanging. If you walk around the amphitheater meadow, make sure to stop and get a picture with the flamingos, as they'll be leaving the garden soon. And head over to the other side of the Garden of the Senses, where you can see some incredible gold medallion trees bursting forth with brilliant butter yellow clusters of blooms. And in the Mediterranean Garden, across Tram Road, the red-flowered buckwheat and St. Catherine's lace from the Channel Islands are blooming, as is the California buckwheat. If you're looking for a walk in a sweet scent, then you need to head all the way around Tram Road to Lakeview Road, where the blooms of the southern magnolia trees are scenting the air. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.